I was scheduled to speak at a winter retreat in Pennsylvania, and I had to drive from New Jersey, and that day winter decided that it was time to do some serious wintering, like heavy snow. And it just kept coming. Well, I knew this would be an exciting drive. Well, actually, it turned out to be much easier than I expected. I got out into this mess on Interstate 80. I had really low visibility. I had blinding snow. The road was filling up quickly. Of course, I was muttering, why couldn't they cancel this retreat? And then I thought of a better idea than complaining. How about trying praying? What an idea. And wouldn't you know, that's when I saw the snowplow in front of me. Well, I got my little car right in behind Mr. Snowplow, and I traveled on a clear road most of the way to the retreat. I just drove where the snowplow had already been. That way, you're a lot less likely to end up in a ditch. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about safety behind the snowplow. Now, our word for today from the Word of God comes from John chapter 10, verses 3 and 4. These are very special verses, always have been for my wife and me. They're verses that first took on a very special meaning years ago when we were stepping out from the known of being in ministry in Chicago to the great unknowns of moving to the New York area. And then again, a few years ago, these verses came to life for me when the Lord led us into beginning this ministry that we're involved in now. Again, we were starting over, except it was a lot later in life. There was a lot more at stake this time. These have been anchor verses for us over the years. Here's what it says in John 10, verses 3 and 4. The sheep listen to the shepherd's voice. He calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and his sheep follow him, because they know his voice. Oh, I love those words. He goes ahead of them. Like that snowplow on that dangerous night, going where I was about to go and clearing the way. Our shepherd Jesus always goes where he's about to take us, because we're his sheep. He gets there before you do, opening doors, preparing hearts, preparing relationships, removing obstacles, arranging provision. Maybe fear right now is holding you back from God's next step for you. Fear of the mights and the coulds and the what ifs. Well, you can't go any farther without taking some risks. Trying some things you've never tried. Leaving some things you've never done without. Going into situations that are unfamiliar. Reaching out to some people whose reactions you can't be sure of. Or maybe you're in a transition time in your life. You're about to move from one stage of life to another. Or you're just facing some very scary prospects. Listen to Jesus' wonderful answer to that shadow that seems to spread over your future. I'll get there first. I'm going ahead of you. The security of a sheep is in knowing that wherever they go, they will find the shepherd's footprint. That's your security. That's your safety in the flock of Jesus Christ, the good shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep, laid down his life for you. You can count on it. The Lord will never lead you anywhere that he has not first scouted and prepared for you. The snowplow clears the road ahead, and so does your good shepherd. His job is to make the road safe. So your job right now is just to get right behind him and follow real close.
Thanks, Ron. Ron has a brand new message. It's called Wonder Woman Christmas, 3 life-transforming secrets from the life of Mary. God uses Mary, an amazing young woman, as part of his rescue story for all people. Mary was a teenage girl living in a nowhere place, a simple peasant, whom God identified as the woman who would give birth to Jesus. Don't miss Ron Hutchcraft's powerful message, Wonder Woman Christmas, 3 life-transforming secrets from the life of Mary, which you can access for free when you visit our website, awordwithyou.com. That's awordwithyou.com. A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.